Yo, what it is, what it be, what it do. I am your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic, and I'd like to welcome you to my first episode of my new podcast, Y'all Trippin'. I'm going to be talking about everything from music to movies to entertainment to sports, whatever I see on Facebook, I see on the gram, I see on Twitter, any and everything. Why? Because it's my podcast and y'all be out here tripping. I'm going to get my 50 cent and a half on it. So if you don't like it, too bad, because here it go. I finally seen it. C2A. That's right. Coming to America. Listen, I got to drop my opinions about it. And it's going to go a little something like this. I'm just going to get straight into it. I've seen all of the people's comments. I've seen people, some liked it, some didn't. Some people had their things to say, you know, that was, you know, their opinions. And, you know, everybody just basically gave their opinions over the weekend. And I hadn't seen it, so, and I just tried to stay clear of some real in-detailed things because I didn't want it, you know, to be given away. But I have to say that from the previews and the trailers, I wasn't that impressed. So I just kind of took my time. I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend $15 on it, whether I go to the movies or I actually see it on whatever app or streaming service. So thankfully, I didn't have to pay for it. I already had it on the TV, I guess, for the time that it's running for free. And so anyway, so I have to say this. I was anxious to see it. I got up early in the morning. Boom, had me a good old Saturday morning. Like, I'm finna chill. Let me see this. Turned on the television. Went to Amazon Prime. Boom. Typed it in. Coming to America. Pulled it up. It comes on. First scene. Just the first scene opening up. I cried. I was just like, I can't. I don't know. I can't function. I can't focus. And me being me, I try to press pass and let me get into it. 5 minutes later, I'm still vexed. Y'all know why? The color scheme was awful. I don't know who edited this. I don't know what program and they use. And, you know, again, because I'm an up-and-coming filmmaker. I'm an up-and-coming videographer. I do photography as well. All of these things that I mess with, color grading. And so I see things through a different lens, you know, that I've learned over the years. I've come to learn. I continue to learn. So I'm expecting like the man Wakanda Forever color, like Ryan Coogler color scheme. And, you know, and I heard that he was actually supposed to be one of the ones to direct it, but it didn't fall into his hands like that. I don't know what happened, but I really wish he would have. Anybody but whoever then did the color scheme. I mean, I ended up having to go to the settings on the television because I'm thinking it's the TV and I'm flipping back and forth to other movies and all of those colors are right. I'm going to TV shows. Those colors are cool. I flip back to this movie. It's pale. I'm like, where are the colors? It was so pale and so dead and so drab, nab, and dry. I was so disappointed. That just ruined everything. That just ruined the whole kickoff of the movie for me. And so I'm adjusting the color settings. I had to go to advanced settings just to try to give it some color and do the best I could with what we had, what I have on the television. And I tell you, I got it to where it was just feasible, but it wasn't anything because it wasn't the television. It was the actual color scheme and editing and color grading of the movie Coming to America. I really want to see some live and in color, some HD color, some Technicolor. I don't know. Color. Like, green should be green. I want to see the colors, blue, gold. And then it was really dark. So I'm like, I think they just over-colored the contrast. I think they didn't give enough, I think it was over-contrast. I don't know. It was dark, you know, when they showed in the palace. It was just really dark for me. So I was just disappointed with the whole color grading of the movie. I just couldn't get with it. I mean, I looked at it from every angle. I'm like, maybe I'm at an angle or it's wrong and, you know, had fade out a little bit if you're on the side of the TV looking. I'm in front of the television and the color scheme, it was just awful. It didn't get any brighter. I had it to the lightest bright you can get. I adjusted the contrast. I did everything backwards and forwards that you can go. It just did not get better. So I just left it at the regular settings and like, okay, the color grading is awful. So I tried to press past that, get into, you know, more scenes. And enters, you know, everybody, you know, first off, you know, the king, he wanted to go to his own funeral. So I was just like, okay, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know. It just didn't seem like the same tone as Coming to America, the first one, you know. And so I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't really know how to take what I was seeing. It was like the comedy was like, I don't know, like over the top extra, but it didn't match. It didn't seem like it matched with the comedy tone of the first one, you know. So I don't know. I don't even really know how to place it. I don't think I even really have words. It was just like didn't make any sense type funny, like goofy, stupid, but not in a funny, like good way. It was just like stupid. This man said, he was going to die now. And then he died right there standing up in the casket, and he didn't fall out the casket. So I'm like, well, damn, I'm strapped in, because he died and didn't fall out the casket. He planned his own funeral. He went to his own funeral and died at the funeral. So I didn't understand what level of comedy, you know, or comedic timing or comedic writing that was supposed to be. It just didn't go with the tone of the first Coming to America. So it's very different. And I understand what 30 years later, I get it, but it just didn't match the tone. It was like, I don't know what they call funny now. I don't think anybody's taking time to really write this stuff, write these movies now and think it out and really direct it and put real thought and angle into it. It's just like people would just, I don't even know if they sitting down writing the stuff. It just almost seemed like everybody just point a camera and tell people to show up and just do whatever they want. Everybody just improvise and whatever's funny, whatever we think funny, we're going to try to keep it. It just don't seem like a seriousness in the movies these days. But however, so that was that scene. I thought the cast, you know, really beautiful. The young women he had as his daughters, Eddie Murphy that played as his daughters and his real life daughter was in there. I think she was the middle child. But I just thought they were just beautiful, just beautiful, beautiful Barbies, as we call them. They were just gorgeous, from the little girl to the mid to the older. And just, you know, even the lady that played the hairdresser that ended up falling in love with the prince. I just thought all of the people were beautiful. Wesley Snipes, his crew, his army. I just thought the young men, everybody was beautiful. They were beautiful. Tiana Taylor, beautiful, you know. And, you know, the cameo appearances from the two rapping sisters, I thought that was awesome, you know, to see the twins come back. So I'm thankful that he did have some familiarities from the first Coming to America. I'm grateful for that, you know, so because you want familiarity, I'm grateful that he went back, you know, and did the club scenes. He had original scenes in the clips, but they had this clip of where they show you when they was trying to fill in when they were at the club and when Hakeem was looking for, you know, his whatever, your Dizzle, whatever. And he ran into whoever, Leslie Jones. And, you know, you could tell the part when they, not Photoshop, but they did a lot of video editing. I don't know what the software is like they used with Will Smith and the Gemini Man when they made him look younger. So whatever they used to do that, to use the simulation, or I think it's a simulated something. I don't really know the word, a virtual simulation or something. But they did that with Arsenio Hall's character, you know, to make him look, you know, younger, like he was talking to Cecil. I clearly seen that. So I was like, I think it could have been done better, but I don't know. Maybe it couldn't have. I don't know. Maybe, again, because I pay attention to these things, just details, certain things, especially with editing. And so you could clearly see that, you know, I could see that. So I'll say overall, the one who did nothing about it was really funny to me. Nothing at all. Heard people say Wesley Snipes is funny. I applaud him for doing, you know, the comical role, because in all the movies that I've ever seen him in, it's always been serious roles. You know, he have like maybe a funny punchline, but he's always serious. He always had to be the person, the assassin or the bad guy. So he always be the antagonist or the protagonist in movies, but it's always serious roles. I think except for the one movie he did with Patrick Swayze and them when they dressed up as women. So, but I didn't find them like funny. Like people said that he was funny. The person for me that carried the movie, that I laughed at every time I seen this person, was Leslie Jones. And I don't even follow her career like that. I seen her in Def Jam many, many years ago. And, you know, so I don't really follow what she's done over this time. You know, I see her in the media, but I'm not seeing like whatever you know, movie or show that she's been in lately. But this, I can honestly say she carried. She was amazing to me. She looked very beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I love how they hooked her hair up. I love how, you know, everything about her. She was just it for me, you know. So I appreciate Leslie Jones in the movie Coming to America. She carried it. Every scene that she was in, every line she had, hers was funny. Her character was funny, like gut-busting funny to me, to the point I couldn't even breathe because I laughed at her. I'm like, oh, this lady is silly. She a whole fool. She carried it in every scene. And that was about it for me. You know, the young man that played the prince or the to-be king, you know, I think he did well with the acting. But again, nobody else is really funny to me. You know, with all of the comedians that were in there, it's like anybody who's everybody was in this movie. I don't know. Maybe Eddie Murphy was just paying homage to people. I don't know. Anybody who was everybody was in that movie. You know, sometimes it's just an overkill when you have so many familiar faces and celebrities in one movie. Sometimes it's overkill. And this is one of those things that it was just like overkill. You know, I think it's best that you have newcomers, a lot of newcomers, so we can get familiar with these people, but not already have people we're familiar with in other, you know, places. So again, Leslie Jones carried it for me. She helped. But if on a scale of 1 to 5, I would give the movie a 1. I really would. And the 1 will go to because Leslie Jones, you know, she was really funny. I can't stress that enough, but I hope they don't make a 3. I hope Eddie Murphy does not do a 3. This is probably like the second movie of his I feel disappointed at, like, you know, that I didn't really rock with or didn't really feel. But again, I saw the trailers and I wasn't impressed. And again, so I didn't know, you know, I just didn't know, you know, if it's because of, you know, where it was filmed. And we love TP, we love Tyler Perry, love, you know, that he got his own studio and everything. But so far, the stuff that's been coming out a lot, I'm just not impressed with. I'm a little, you know, disappointed at some of the quality. You know, like, I don't understand why the quality is not there. I don't know. Again, maybe they rushed this movie, but I don't think it was well thought out. I think it was just, everybody just had a, oh, let's just do this. Oh, that'll work. And threw together a movie and knew that people wanted to see it. You know, we wanted to see it. That's like one of them legacy movies. It's something way back 30 years ago, you know, back in 88. You know, I was like 11 when it came out. So all these years later, you know, we get to see, you know, so many of the originals, you know, and pay homage, and they pay tribute to the mom, rest her soul, the lady that, I think Madge something, I forget her last name, but she played Akeem's mom, but she passed away like back in 1995. So, you know, but they did have a mention of her. I was grateful for that. So, you know, again, you see a lot of the greats, you know, so it's just like, you know, overall, I have to give it a 1. And, you know, it, again, if scale 1 to 5, if it was 0 to 5, I might give it a 0.5, you know, a 0.5. Again, because anything that I give a thumbs up to is because of the comedian Leslie Jones. She really did well playing like the chick from Queens. And she just did so well. And so that's what I have to say about that. Overall, Coming to America 2, it was not great. I did not appreciate it. I did not like it overall. I think they just could have done without it. You know, again, except for the little pieces I did say that I appreciate that they did have. But yes, it's a thumbs down for me. Please don't make a part three. We just don't need it. If it's going to be anything like that, please don't make a part three. Pretty much the movie was predictable. I kind of knew what was going to happen before it happened. The setup, it wasn't anything, you know, deep about it. It wasn't anything deep, you know, turn, twist, you know. But again, it's, I feel like it was rushed. I feel like it was not thought out. I feel like, you know, because, you know, people love Eddie Murphy. We do. We love a lot of the actors and comedians that was in it that we were anticipating. So you're going to make the money because we're going to spend money. Well, for those that spent the money to see it, whether you streamed it or you actually went out physically to a movie theater, you know, people want to see it. But I think it's disappointing when you just give us anything just based on your name or what you've done in the craft. over the years. So I don't think it's fair to us as fans who pay for this stuff, you know, who willing or go to support and you give us anything. And that's kind of what's been going on. I feel like this has been going on in the movie realm for a while, especially with black film. Like, you just been throwing together anything. So overall, again, Coming to America 2, thumbs down. And this is your girl, Kingdom Martyr Chic. I'll get back to y'all next week with whatever else to come across. I got something cooking in the pot, though, so I'll let y'all know. Again, deuces.